Nossa, escuta.
The logbook.com's escape pod is on the move this April 2nd. I'm Earl Green, and we're taking a look at the futuristic, the fantastic, and in some cases, the absolutely real. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1968, we went to Jupiter and beyond the infinite.
I've got a bad feeling about him.
You do?
Yeah, definitely.
Still, I can't think of a good reason not to put back the number one unit and carry on with a failure mode analysis.
No, I agree about that. Let's say we put the unit back and it doesn't fail. That would pretty well wrap it up as far as Hal was concerned, wouldn't it? If you were proven to be malfunctioning, I wouldn't see how we'd have any choice but disconnection.
I'm afraid I agree with you.
There'd be nothing else to do.
You know, another thing just occurred to me. Well, as far as I know, no 9,000 computers ever been disconnected.
Well, no 9,000 computers ever found out before.
That's not what I mean. Well, I'm not so sure what he'd think about it.
2001, A Space Odyssey, Stanley Kubrick's big screen collaboration with science fiction writer Arthur C. Clarke premiered. Audiences weren't exactly sure what to make of the head trip at the end, but many viewers recognized an instant classic when they saw one. In 1902, the first dedicated American movie theater opened, the Electric Theater in Los Angeles, California. In 1980, Microsoft got into the hardware business with a Z80 processor card for the Apple II computer. This allowed the Apple II to run the CPM operating system and Microsoft Basic, and selling it for nearly $350 brought in the bulk of Microsoft's revenue in the company's early years. Born on this day in 1914, Sir Alec Guinness, whether he liked it or not, forever known as Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father. He was the best star pilot in the galaxy, and a cunning warrior.
Dr. Demento was born on this day in 1941, and in 1977, actor Michael Fassbender, who played Magneto in X-Men First Class. You can read about these events and many, many more every day of the year on the logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline. And you can also pick up the logbook.com's original books and DVDs there, along with the hundreds of other titles in the logbook store. Thanks for listening to the logbook.com's Escape Pod.
The escape pod was written and produced by Earl Green.
Hal, I won't argue with you anymore. Open the doors.
Dave, this conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.